Hey everyone, and welcome to the Smoking Syndicate. I'm your host, Ben Lee, here in the Tatawahi Studios in Dallas, Texas. And for this review, we'll be taking a look at the JRE Aladino Cameroon in the Lancero size. Now, this cigar was a line extension to the Cameroon line, which was originally a Robusto, a Lonsdale, and a Super Toro. Then this fourth line was released exclusively to Blue Smoke of Dallas until TPE in May of this year, but would have got a nationwide release. But what was cool about that was Jay Davis, the owner of Blue Smoke, donated $1 from the sale from every one of these cigars to Cigar Rights of America. That's really cool. That right there is a good reason to buy these cigars. Anyway, let's take a look at this. This is a 7x38. It has a Cameroon wrapper grown to Honduras. The binder and filler is all Honduran Corojo. Let's look at this thing. It's really a beautiful looking wrapper. It's got like a nice, almost like a light brown or sienna brown maybe wrapper on it. Really beautiful looking. Let's go ahead and clip this thing and see how the draw is. Draw is really good. Now, Lancero is super hard to roll. Not many rollers can actually make a Lancero. A lot of times it's really easy to make them too tight or too loose. But this cigar is perfect. The draw is absolutely perfect. Pretty much every one of these I've had has been a perfect draw. It has a really like rich cedar note, but it also has like this a slight earthiness about it and a kind of a unique sweetness as well. Really good. Let's light this thing up and see how it starts off. It has really good flavor. I just preface this by saying this is probably 6th or 7th one of these I've had just in the past few weeks. And all of them have been very consistent. I get a little bit of spiciness, especially in the retrohale. It's right now it's kind of indistinct because I'm just in a cigar, but it's like a nice little spiciness, especially in the retrohale, like I said. I get a little bit of leather, a little bit of cedar. There's a slight nuttiness to it as well. And it has almost like a nice, like, caramelized sugar kind of flavor to it as well in the beginning. It's quite good. Yeah, it almost kind of reminds me of like the topping of like a creme brulee, that the melted sugar where they braise it with the torch. That's kind of what it reminds me of. The melted sugar on the top of that. That nice sweetness is really, really good. Anyway, I'm going to go and finish the first third, and I'll be back to let you know how it is. See you in a second. Everybody, I'm back. Literally, the ash fell off right as I was about to come on camera. So, it was probably about that long. So, the construction of this cigar is excellent. Definitely. burn is great. Perfect burn. Draw is really good. So what I get is, I get that, like, that caramelized sugar note, cedar. I get a the baker spice is mostly what I get. The different spices. And I get a lot of that when I retrohale the cigar. So this is one cigar, like, you know, you always say retrohale your cigar because you get more flavor. This cigar is one of those, so if you don't retrohale it, you're missing out on half the flavor. There's so much more flavor when you retrohale this cigar, it's crazy. It's I also get like a red apple note along with it. This is a fantastic cigar. It's really good. Yeah, just that nice, sweet, slightly spicy with the baker spices. There's like a hint of black pepper, but it's not very much. With that red apple note, it's really good. It's really nice. The apple note is kind of in the background. It's more of an accent than something that you kind of pick up in the beginning. But it tastes really good. It is kind of weird to get that note in a cigar. I'm not sure I've ever got that in a cigar before, but... Yeah, this is a very tasty cigar. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and finish the second third. I'll be back to let you know how it is. See you in a second. But I'm back. And again, the ash held on until right when I started the record, and it fell again. This construction is fantastic. Nonetheless, I pretty much get all the same flavors, right? I get cedar, a hint of black pepper, baking spices, red apple. I'm still getting that, and that like caramelized sugar. That's the main notes I'm getting throughout. When I retrohale the cigar, I get a lot more of the baking spice, and then as I got closer to the end, I started picking up a little bit of that red apple in the retrohale too. But what I get now is, to me, the baking spice and that kind of that apple note is ramped up just a little bit more. And the cedar has died down. The black pepper has faded drastically. And so mostly what I get is the baker spice, kind of the apple note, and that sweetness is most what I'm getting. I know it sounds like I'm smoking an apple pie. It's not quite like that. It's just I get like a little hint of that, you know, in there. But mainly what it is, it's sweet with a little bit of the baking spices, you know, like, you know, nutmeg and cinnamons and stuff like that. I'm getting a little bit of that too. And that's kind of majority what I'm getting. And that kind of that red apple note is kind of a little accent behind all that. Really ties it together. It's really, really good flavors. It's actually probably more sweet now than it was in the beginning. It's kind of ramping up. I don't know how the end's going to be, but you know, the sweetness has probably reached an apex at this point. But so far, it's really good. And I want to say, probably to me, it's on the kind of the lighter side of medium, you know. But it's a fantastic cigar. Anyway, I'm going to finish this off, and I'll be back to let you know what my conclusions are. See you in a second. Everybody, I'm back and pretty much done with this. Like, that's as far down as I could possibly go. It's starting to get really hot and hard to hold now. But the flavors are so good that I'm trying the best that I can to smoke even more of this. So in the final third, what I get is a lot of the baking spice. As cedar has come back, that kind of red apple note has pretty much faded away. I don't get that anymore at all. But there was one note that in the back of my head, I was like, there's something in here. Like, I can't quite put my finger on what it is. And kind of the sweetness, that caramelized sugar, which I'm not really getting much of that right now at the end. It's still there, but it's really muted down. But I was trying to think, like, what is that note? What am I tasting? And then it, like, hit me as soon as I clicked off the video, was it's gingerbread. That's kind of what I was getting the whole way through. It's like a gingerbread note. I just couldn't put my finger on it. So this cigar is really, really good. Now, the Aladino Cameroon line, to me, the whole line, they're all winners. I like all of them, but this might be my favorite size. This, the Lonsdale is super good as well. I really enjoy the Lonsdale. It's probably my second favorite size. Actually, the only one that I haven't tried, I haven't had the Super Toro yet. I've had the Robusto, the Lonsdale, and the Lancero, and they've all been spectacular. But to me, the Lancero is the sweet spot in this line. I just love this cigar. That nice, the Baker spice, the red apple, the caramelized sugar, the gingerbread, that little bit of black pepper, and the cedar, just, it's so, so good. Construction is spot on. It couldn't be any better. This is a fantastic, like, to me, this is a box-worthy cigar. I'm going to rate this a 92. And I almost feel like that might be a little low, but this cigar is really, really tasty. This is definitely one you should definitely check out. The whole Aladino line, all the different lines under Aladino is just, they're really, really good. They're fantastic. JRE Tobacco is doing an amazing job with their lines, but this might be their pinnacle cigar for me. It is so, so good. And it's medium bodied, so it's real approachable for pretty much anybody, you know, unless you like those power bombs. That's about it, with like Ultra Ligero in it. But this is a fantastic cigar, highly recommended. Definitely go check this out. Go to your brick and mortar and see if they have it. If not, tell them they need to bring it in. It's really good. So on that note, I'll see y'all next time.